Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Chaf Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 22, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah says, Chavis, a barrel of wine, Shenishpara, that breaks on Shabbos, Matzilin Hemenu Mizon Shalosh Seudos, a person may save from the wine enough to last them for three meals. So just like we find the laws of a fire that broke out on Shabbos in Perek Tezayin in Chapter 16. So halacha is that a person is allowed to save enough wine that they would need for the three meals of Shabbos, and they can even do that using multiple vessels. And the reason that the rabbis prohibited a person to do more than three meals is similar to what we saw by a fire, because they were scared that maybe if a person is so nervous about everything breaking, then they may come to rectify and fix the barrel, or perhaps they may come to carry vessels in public property. Therefore, the minimum that's permitted is shalosh sudos, is three meals. The maximum permitted is three meals. And we can tell others, Bo v'atzilu lachem, come, help yourself, save for yourself, and they too can take enough wine for the three meals. Ubevachelo yisapik, however the law is, that a person may not sponge the wine up, that is prohibited on Shabbos. Ein sochlin esaperes b'Shabbos, a person may not squeeze fruits on Shabbos, lahutzi me'an mashkin, to remove the liquid from them. That's a tolda, subcategory of dash, the prohibition of threshing. But let's say the juice went out all by itself. Asurin, they're still prohibited to drink on Shabbos, because a person may inadvertently, once they have this or orange juice, want more and come to squeeze the orange juice. Rabbi Huda says, Imla Ochlin, if the fruits themselves were meant to be eaten, then Hayotzame and Mutter, one may drink the orange juice that comes out by itself on Shabbos, because we're not scared a person's going to squeeze it, because he'd rather eat it. That's the type of fruit that it is. However, if the fruits were fit, a person was planning on using them for mashkim. For a liquid, the law is that it's prohibited, because a person may come to actually go ahead and squeeze them on Shabbos. Chalos devash, a honeycomb that has honey inside of it, shiriskan me'er of Shabbos, that a person chopped up before Shabbos so that the honey should flow out of it. For yatsu me'atman, and then on Shabbos, the honey came out all by itself. Asurim, the honey that's inside of, that has come out from inside of the honeycomb, is prohibited on Shabbos, because we're scared that a person will come to crumble and break the honeycomb further on Shabbos, and so that honey should come out, and that's prohibited. Rabbi Lazar said it's permissible to eat the honey that comes out on Shabbos, and we're not concerned that a person may come to break it up further so that the honey should come out, and that would be something that's prohibited. Wishing you a wonderful day and an amazing upcoming week.